Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Something I share with you, but I believe we forget. Qadr. Believe in Qadr, good and bad. We like it or we don't. Why? Why it is a pillar of Iman to believe in Qadr? What is the value of believing in Qadr? The ultimate value is to make you calm, relax, happy, thankful, even in an issue you do not like. Because everything happening has a wisdom, but we will never comprehend it unless Allah give us a glimpse of the comprehending and understanding and wisdom. Imagine if I believe in Allah, trust in Allah, and I know He ordained everything for me. He's the one He ordained it. How I will feel? How it will make me handle any condition? Think. And what happened if I forget? Whatever happening is the Qadr of Allah. I become uptight. And you see what happening. The energetic take over, shayateen take over, the nafs take over. This topic is very simple, but is very deep and very difficult. And unless you have in the front of your eyes this complete comprehending about why things happen, why it happened now, why it happened this way. Once it happened, is a qadr. Once is a qadr, is a wisdom from Allah. And khayran insha'Allah, because the decree of Allah is khair. Allah wanted this way. And this why the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajaban li'amr al-mu'min. I'm surprised of the condition of the mu'min. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him goodness, he thank Allah. Is good for him. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decree something he dislike or it hurt him or he dislike it or whatever it is, even evils, he be patient and he thank Allah, it will be good for him. And the end of the hadith, and وَلَا يَكُونَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And this condition is not except for a mu'min. By this way, the mu'min fluctuate between things he like, things he didn't like. But both of them for the mu'min is equal. This is why one of the early imam he used to say, one of the quality of the mu'min, if you praise him or you insult him, is equal in his heart. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wallahi, I swear by Allah from Medina, we are too far from every pillar of Iman. We are too far from every pillar of Iman. Because if we take every pillar of Iman and reflect it in our life, this will not be our character, this will not be our manner, this will not be our behavior. This will not be our priority in life. Everything will be different completely. And most of all, we will have beautiful ease in our life. Peace within, peace outside. And we will deal with everything with peace. Why? Because I'm in peace, because I'm with Allah. I'm in the hand of Allah and I trust Him. I rely on Him. I believe in Him. I love him and he ordained everything for me and I'm going to his own decree, not mine. I like it or I don't. But because I believe him and trust him, I'm happy for what he ordained to me. And imagine we do not know the future. We do not know the future. Look what's happening to people. Look what's happening around. Very soon, we may lose our health, lose whatever, and most of all, we lose our life, we lose our chance, and we're not coming back. My dear brother and sister in Islam, don't waste your time. Time is very short, more than you imagine, and is going too fast. Please remind yourself with the message all the time. Don't allow your soul and nafs to be rusty. Read Quran with comprehending. Read a hadith of Rasulullah with comprehending. Read the story of companion of Rasulullah and comprehending. Read about the journey of death and the journey of soul after death. And all of a sudden this life will be very insignificant. And now you will focus about Akhirah. You will dream about Jannah and you desire it. And you dream about hellfire and you hate it and you do not want to go even for a second. And this is the reality of the mu'min. And me, we too far. I am too far from a journey of Iman. I'm so far of journey of Iman. I'm so far of journey of Iman. May Allah save me from myself and give me Islam and Iman. And give me good ending, inshaAllah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, read chapter Al-Insan carefully. النبأ الملك الدخان السجدة read them sit down and read them and comprehending them you will see what will happen please I beg you for Allah do that please take your time and do that. Elevate your soul, dunya and akhirah, and you cannot love your family if you hate yourself. And you will never love yourself unless you love Allah wa Rasuluh. And if you love them, this will not be our condition. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.